Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. We all know what a halo is, right? That circle or disc that appears in paintings of Jesus, angels, and saints. Golden halos appear behind or over the heads of people considered holy, enlightened, or powerful. Other halos look like golden spikes or rays of light emanating from a person's head. Think of the Statue of Liberty. But if you think about it, all halos represent an intersection of a human with the divine. Religious halos indicate holiness or enlightenment. And kings, many of whom could never claim to be holy or enlightened, claimed their power through a divine right to rule. Although Western culture associates halos with Christianity, halos appear more than 1,000 years before the birth of Christ in depictions of Buddha and Krishna. And halos don't appear in Christian paintings until the 5th century AD, perhaps in an effort to imitate the pagan gods they were hoping to replace. Ancient Greek statues and paintings show the power of gods and goddesses by portraying them with radiant spikes of light emanating from their heads, a reminder of the massive power they held over human beings. And paintings of Jesus depict light radiating from his head, indicating the power of light over the darkness of the world. The modern interpretation of the halo is that someone who is holy or enlightened emanates a certain light or vibration. But perhaps there's more to the story. The more we study quantum physics, could we be missing something important? Most halos appear to be made of gold, silver, or brass, all elements that are high conductors of energy, energy that moves both ways. Maybe instead of light just going out of a human body, the presence of a halo indicates the openness and receptiveness of a human spirit to the divine. In other words, opening the channels and connections, a person can also receive knowledge from a higher power. Neuroscientists are telling us that our brains are more like receivers and transmitters of information than they are creators of the information itself. Could it be that these halos indicate a human brain that is receptive to knowledge, thoughts, and information outside the normal realm of human understanding? And could it be that we all have the ability to open these channels to manifest things in our reality, to have our prayers answered, and to receive knowledge that can help improve the human condition? Maybe this is all about physics. The halos appear to be metal, and our bodies are mostly water. These are all elements that are highly conductive. We know that wherever there is electricity, there's also a magnetic field, which in this case exists around the human body. We can measure it scientifically. Maybe we're sleeping dragons that nearly need to be awakened to our own vast potentialities. And on a lighter side, pun intended, humans are in love with halos. Seems like we'd all like to have one. And you too can order one online from holyart.com. A radiant gold sunburst halo crown for only $85.99, or for the smaller budget, a silver round halo in plated brass filigree for only $53.05. So if you don't think you're holy or enlightened enough to have a halo, maybe you can order one or just discover how to open your crown chakra to receive what the universe has to offer. Scientists talk about entrainment of the heart and mind through meditation, breathing exercises, and many other practices. Just find a way to get the ball rolling. Maybe that sleeping dragon in you is ready to wake up. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.